Welcome to the Tap Room exclusive. I'm Dean Zarbaugh. I am here at Railroad Brewing Company in Avon, Ohio. I am sitting across from Dave Lengel. You are the jack of all trades here at Railroad. Is that right?
That's correct. Many hats are worn here. We got a great team. There's four of us in the ownership group with a managing investor and three great employees at this time. So we're a small team, but we work real well together. We argue like brothers, fight like sisters, and have a lot of fun doing it. So living the dream.
Well, I'm glad to be down here. You guys just celebrated your anniversary, right?
Yep, 1 year. Made it 365 days, and we're moving forward. We got big plans for year two.
What's been some of the struggles of the first year?
Wow. Need me to narrow that down. To be honest with you, it's probably marketing and, you know, sales. It's not for the faint. So you have to get out there. We self-distribute, and we're very proud of our beer. And we're the only tap room and distribution center here in Lorain County operating a 10-barrel system. So we want to take care of home first and really pinwheel from the inside out. So if you're a local bar owner and you're looking for something new and you just don't want a sales pitch, we're the team for you. Like, we're just not here to worry about, hey, and yo, you need to do this. I don't have a neon sign for you. I don't have all this luxury or Browns tickets, Indians tickets, but I do have a handshake. I do have the backing of our team, and we all grew up in this area. So two people are from Olmsted Falls, two are from Lorain County, and our heart's here. So we wanted to bring something that Lorain County craved and had been asking for, and we're very, very proud to be your brewery.
Yeah, it's a great place because you don't have to go into the city. You don't have to go all the way into Cleveland now to come and get a really good craft beer that helps support the local economy here in Lorain County.
Yeah, we're dreaming big. I mean, we're blessed with a great cul-de-sac neighborhoods that follow us, and we're really just molding to what, you know, Avon Lake, Ridgeville, Elyria, Amherst, Grafton, Wellington, even our friends here in Westlake and Bay Village and everyone that's so close. You know, we're really meant to be the family brewery. We have a Colorado backbone in terms of, we really researched breweries all over the country. And in Colorado, you know, you bring your dog, you bring your kids, you have a flight, you have a pint or two, and you enjoy an hour with your family after you get done with all the hustle and bustle on a Saturday. You know, go to Lowe's, go to Home Depot, you know, big day planned. You know, we know, we get it. And we really cater to what our neighborhood wants, needs, and respects. You know, yeah. we're not a bar. We're a local place to sit down, relax, and talk to your neighbor.
Yeah, this is a great. I love these Ohio shaped tables. These are awesome. Where these guys come from?
Well, we got to give some credit where credit's due. That's a Tom Culler creation, and hopefully in year two here we'll be producing those for the public. We actually created the first batch that are here in the brewery from reclaimed lumber, and we were in the process of doing demo, which, if anyone's owned a business and you have to do demo, it's the best stress relief in the world.
just smashing stuff all day.
It feels like you're doing something productive.
While destroying things.
Yes, and it's free. You know, $49 for my sledgehammer. It's the best thing I've ever bought. however, we're about to do some demo on some lofts that unfortunately we couldn't utilize. They were made with 2x8 lumber, which would not allow us to have any production value. So Tom came in and he's looking at them and he said, I can repurpose those. So we went from demo to reclaim, and we couldn't be happier. And he does amazing work. He also built the big 9-foot Ohio table that weighs, 600.
Oh, wow.
600. It might be 6,000 pounds. Our backs hurt trying to move it, but it is a beautiful centerpiece to the brewery.
It really is. And I love that you can come in, you're sitting at the bar, and you're looking right at the where it's being made.
Yeah.
You can sit there, look at the tanks. the smell here, it's a great environment. I love the production environment.
Yeah, we turned a barn into a brewery. It was formerly Westling Heating and Cooling. Our landlord, with our lease owned contract, is nothing but amazing. He's helped us with heating and cooling and little odds and things. All our friends have come out. It was a big deal for us to open these doors here in Lorain County. And all we can do is reach out to you and say, hey, come on in. Worst case scenario, you might not like a beer. We can only control a couple things. And we were talking about this earlier. And our motto is we can control three things: friendliness, cleanliness, and atmosphere. And from there, it's up to you. And let us know. Negative feedback isn't bad if you don't like a beer. It's all about listening and learning. So we haven't had too much of that. So we're 365 days in, and very, very excited to move forward.
Yeah. Well, we are sitting down. I'm enjoying a nice tender blonde right now.
Oy.
This is a beautiful beer. And this is actually a bit of a base beer for you guys. Is that right?
That's correct. We stumbled upon a couple ideas, and you listen and learn from your fellow brewers. And, we've listened and we learned. We learned from Platform. They said, hey, that blonde is going to move for you guys. That's a really good ale. And be prepared for that to really shock some people. After that, we listened to our friends at Wolf Ridge, who we're bringing in their Clear Day Skybreak and a couple other ales and items that they do. And they said, hey, you guys should really utilize that tender blonde to its full capabilities. And fortunately, Jerome Moore, our brewer, is so talented. He can take the numbers, he can take the ideas, and really run with them. So it's become a base ale for about three other beers that we're really proud of. Our Rubia Caliente is a seasonal. It's a habanero blonde. It's got a little kick to it, but not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Our Choco, it really has taken the market. Choco blonde, it's cleared. It's not a stout. It's not overpowering, but it really, really is a pleasant surprise for how we're able to infuse that and run with it. And then thirdly, our first one that we ever did to play with the blonde was Bob. And everyone knows a Bob. It's either your barber or it's the guy that lends you a tool, your neighbor. And the acronym is B-O-B, and it's Blood Orange Blonde. And it's a seasonal favorite for us that's quickly moving up the charts.
Yeah, I love the idea. Blood Orange has become a very popular adjunct to be used now in a lot of different brews. And I love the idea of doing it with a blonde rather than something normal like an IPA. Everybody adds Blood Orange to an IPA. With this, that is such a good idea, because the base beer here is just such a nice, easy drinking, crushable, crisp beer. I love this blonde ale.
Thank you. Yeah, our goal here is to sit down a foundation of very drinkable beers, but we evolve. And, that's what marketing's about. That's what social media is about. People got to understand, you can look as big as you want on social media. You can take pictures of anything you want to make it look like you're the biggest brewery in the world. But if your beer doesn't taste good and it doesn't move, then what are you doing? This is a business. It's not a hobby anymore. And our goal is to always listen and learn. We're all nearing our 40s or in them. And this is something that we're very prideful in, but we've learned from our mistakes of being young. Mm-hmm. We're not cocky. We're here bussing tables, cleaning the floors, popcorn machines, and giving back in any way we can. So what we want to do is make sure that when our beer of our 12 taps that we have right now are on, we want it to make sure that, most of the time it fits your palate.
Mm-hmm.
We can't explain everyone's palate, but if the fun part is talking beer, right?
Yeah,
a lot of it is a conversation, and that's why you have a podcast.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
This is why I have the earphones on. It's really enjoyable. Not everyone wants to talk sports. Not everyone wants to talk politics, but I tell you what, it's funny how you can get the same people in the room that want to talk sports and politics if you just change it to beer.
Yep, absolutely. What was it that got you guys started in doing in craft beer in general?
Wow. Well, this project started many years ago for Jerome Moore and Tom Wagner. I just want to make sure the names that are out here, you know, you always get excited with these things, guys. We're not media people. I'm not Joe Thomas and LeBron James. Like, you don't have someone preaching to you what to say. So I often have to apologize. I get excited. But, you know, Tom Wagner and Jerome Moore had this dream of starting a brewery a couple years ago. We're talking now it's going on five or six years ago. And we were just soccer buddies and talking. And I was starting a hops farm with my brother out in Grafton, Crooked Cellars Farm. And it just kind of evolved where we were all around each other so often that the dream came true and we moved forward. And then Tom Culler was relentless on making sure he was always helping. And he's an asset to this team that people just never get to see. Often has longer hair, but now he cut it short. So he looked like Jesus. So he was our carpenter.
There you go.
So we have a lot of fun at our own expenses. But, you know, Tom and Jerome started this baby years ago and kept it moving forward. And I'm just happy to be part of the team. And you know, we really do look out after each other. And we have a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, you can nitpick and you can do this and that. And people say, yeah, you don't know what you're doing. You know what? We know what we're doing. Right. We know what our community wants. And
it shows.
And the beer talks for itself. And cheers to Jerome. You know, he has stayed true to his numbers and his ideas. And, you know, now it's just part of selling. And selling, that comes with the territory.
And so going back to this blonde ale real quick, what would you say is the profile on this? I'm getting... It's nice and clean.
Full-bodied.
It's got a nice, rich flavor.
It's not going to be anywhere near a Pilsner. And that's one thing that we found is a lot of people tested their blonde and treated it as a Pilsner, like a cheap sell. Not us. We treated it as a full-bodied blonde ale, holds its substance, not too hoppy, 19.2 on the IBUs, but has 5% alcohol. So, you know, you're talking... something that is good for everyone on a hot summer day to a cold summer day. It's very outreaching, and it brings people in, and we're happy to soon be canning that. So that's
wow, that'll be cool.
Yeah, cat out of the bag, April 16th. We'll be canning.
Oh, very cool.
So
six pack cans.
Details to follow, but it's going to probably be six pack cans, 12-ounce to be determined. And then our market for that is really, let's talk to our local mom and pop places that could utilize us. Like I said, Lorain County, call me, you know, call us.
Absolutely.
Stop in. We'll sell as little as a case to you as long as you're happy with it. You know, we support our product and we're very happy with it. If you own a golf course, if you go to a golf course, you know that you don't want Coors Light that's 6 months old from last winter.
Right.
Grab a tender blonde. It's going to be worth the whatever they charge you, $4, $6. I don't know what they want to charge, but we just want to make sure that when you're on the golf course, you enjoy yourself as well. Maybe it's a local neighborhood pool. Grab a six pack from us. We'll have it available in the tap room along with the growlers and everything else.
Growlers, that's such a nice way to take the beer home and drink it. What would you say if someone's taking it home, maybe have some dinner or something at home, what would you say would be a good pairing with the tender blonde?
Ooh, gosh. I like to always pair it with something that's in the, you know, chicken family. Light meat.
Yeah.
White meat goes really well with the tender blonde. You really can't lose, don't get me wrong, but I pair my red meats, I'm Hungarian, with basically my red caboose or our full steam ahead, our new Imperial that we just created. So we have a little bit of mix for everyone in terms of taking it home in a growler. I mean, it could be as simple as hot dogs on the grill to steaks and a big fancy get together with your family. We got you covered.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to get out about the tender blonde?
No, Tender Blonde is it's our backbone. It's, you know, we're very proud of it. We know it's not an IPA. We know it's not 10%. It's not 8%. It's a very drinkable beer. And if you're going to hang up the PBR to mow your lawn, we got your back. But we also understand that. We mow our lawns too.
Yeah. This is a great lawn mowing beer. I highly suggest suggest coming out here, grabbing a Tender Blonde, trying it, and really absorbing the atmosphere out here. I really, really enjoy this place. Dave, thank you for being here. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Tap Room Exclusive, going through another beer from Railroad Brewing Company.
Well, we appreciate your time, and thank you guys for listening, and come on out. We got flights for everyone.